Hello everybody, it's Minister Call 23 back in the video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the subject of the offices of the church. So we believe that the local church, which is headed by Jesus Christ as the sole supreme authority, has two offices which are meant to be filled. The office of a bishop, also known as the pastor or elder, and the office of the deacon. So the word bishop simply means overseer, and the role of one is to oversee or take care of the matters of the local church. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 7, "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, nor not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil." So in this passage of Scripture, the requirements for somebody who is seeking the office of a bishop are clearly laid out. If somebody's going to be a pastor, they need to fulfill these requirements. For example, they need to be married and they need to have children and rule over their house well. For as it says, if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Therefore, the purpose of a bishop is laid out clearly as well. In order to be ordained for this important office, they need to fulfill these qualifications. As it says in verse 2, a bishop then must be blameless. So the title of bishop is also interchangeable with the word elder in the Bible, which is more often used in the New Testament. It says in Titus chapter 1, verse 5 to 7, "For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre." So first he says unto Titus that he should ordain elders in every city, and second uses the word bishop instead, and goes on to list the qualifications of one once again, as in 1 Timothy chapter 3. Here also we learn that a bishop is meant to be in office in every church in every city. As we discussed a few videos ago, the church is a local congregation. Therefore, a pastor is only the leader of the local congregation, the local assembly of believers that come together in one place, not the overseer of multiple local churches. The expectations of a bishop and the role and task committed unto them are also clearly given in the scriptures. It says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 to 3, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock." So an elder does not have the authority to be the lord over God's heritage, that is, the church. He should not be an absolute ruler, but an example, an overseer, who also is principled according to the final authority, the word of God. It is the job of the elder to feed the congregation, which could be taken literally in that the pastor should help provide for the needs of the members of the congregation, but also to feed them spiritually. The Bible uses bread and milk and meat to represent the word of God often. It says, "Desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." Therefore, it is also the job of an elder to preach the word of God. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine." The epistles of Timothy are written from Paul to Timothy, who was an elder himself, giving instructions for how to run the local church. And he gives commands concerning how to study the word of God and how to use it effectively. And lastly, he says, "Preach the word," which includes the use of reproof, rebuking, and exhortation with long-suffering and doctrine. A pastor is doing that which God has tasked him to do if he preaches that which the Bible says, not holding anything back, but teaching the congregation. That is why it says in 1 Timothy 3 that he must be apt to teach. Beside the bishop or elder or pastor is also the office of the deacon, the second office of the local church. The word deacon simply means servant or minister, and the purpose of deacons is to assist in other smaller matters within the church. Now, the first example we find in the Bible of deacons that are appointed by the church at Jerusalem in Acts chapter 6, as it is written in Acts chapter 6, verse 3-6, "Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them." Now in the context, the care of the widows and other temporal matters were neglected because the apostles were focusing on the preaching of the word and prayer. Therefore, they chose these seven men to appoint over the other business within the church. These were the first deacons. The scriptures likewise give qualifications for deacons in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8-13. It says, "Likewise must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon will purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Many of the same requirements given for the pastors are also given for the deacons. They must not drink, they need to be sober and serious, they need to be without blame, they must be married and rule their children well. Therefore, both of these tasks are not for every Christian, but they are important jobs to keep the local church running for the service of God. The bishops over the spiritual matters and the deacons over the temporal and earthly matters of the church. Besides these positions, there are none others within the local church. At the time of the book of Acts, Jesus Christ had commissioned the office of apostle, although there are no longer any apostles, for as recorded in Matthew chapter 10, John chapter 15, Acts chapter 1, and elsewhere, the apostles are those which had seen the risen Lord Jesus and specifically called by him to devote themselves to evangelism. But after the first century, as shown in the epistle of 1 Timothy, the only offices of the local church are the bishops and also the deacons. So that's it for this video. Thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.